Every time a family makes the news, our community mobilizes. We hold candlelight vigils, we pin ribbons to our shirts and put stickers on our cars, we make casseroles for each other and set up crowdfunding campaigns.
Robbie Korth and Jacob Demmett covered the story for the Roanoke Times, but despite their extensive reporting, there were questions that continued to haunt them.
Our newspaper has been full of these kinds of stories. But this is not one of them. This is the story of Noah Thomas, a 5-year-old boy who, all the evidence suggests, wandered out of his home while his mother slept in 2015. He fell into a septic tank and drowned. But more than that, it's a story about his parents, who were blamed for his death, scorned by their community during their darkest hour, and tossed aside online as white trash drug addicts.
Their idea to make a deeper inquiry grew out of a single, mundane image. Here's Jacob Demmett.
You know, why is no one delivering casseroles to Ashley after her child dies in a septic tank, but instead they're calling for a courthouse hanging? What happened here that led us to that place?
The podcasts feature courtroom testimony, interviews with law enforcement, attorneys, neighbors who fanned out to help in the search, and more. But this wasn't about getting the facts of the case. They already had those.
The podcast isn't about how Noah died. This isn't Serial. We're not trying to go back and solve a case. We don't have an opinion on whether or not justice was served here. I think that's for the listener to listen to the facts and to make up their mind.
But always running in the background was the unfettered voice of Facebook, with its own take on what had happened, like a Greek chorus of accusations and misinformation.
This child's missing. He's found in a septic tank. He was killed, right? Like, that was the storyline that went so quickly. And once that was the storyline, it's never been undone.
Ashley White was never charged with murder. She was charged with abuse leading to injury or death, a felony. But after she served her time in jail, an appellate court overturned her conviction.
Had Ashley not been living in a trailer, a recovering drug addict, then the conversation, I imagine, would have been different.
White took a drug test right after Noah's death was confirmed, and she was not positive for anything but prescribed medication. The two reporters found evidence of at least one other case where a child had fallen into a closed septic tank. Closed but not secured properly, exactly what happened to Noah. But none of this has really changed the false narrative in many people's minds. Again, Robbie Korth.
I hope that people take a step back and, you know, am I thinking about opioid abuse or poverty or somebody who's, you know, in this situation in a fair way? Am I giving them the, you know, the benefit of the doubt, or am I judging them based on my own biases?
The issue here is we need to all ask ourselves what happened.
Jacob Demmett.
Why, when one of our own was dealing with this, did we not get a good grasp of the facts? Why did we not feel empathy? Why did we not get this whole situation before we passed judgment?
After Ashley White was exonerated, the Virginia Attorney General's office filed an appeal. Now the state Supreme Court will have to decide whether to take the case. I'm Robbie Harris.